Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, September 1st. First, the weather. The rain chance goes up to 60% this afternoon. But it will stay hot, with a high around 93 that will feel like 101. Let's get things started with COVID. More people are going to COVID testing sites. To meet the demand, Tropical Park has gone 24/7. The move comes as cases continue to grow in Florida. The Tropical Park COVID-19 testing site is now offering PCR testing non-stop. The previous hours were 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., the county says the around-the-clock access is vital to detect the virus as early as possible. The change in hours also aims to help people with demanding work schedules and reduce wait times and increase access during the school year. Wait times currently average 15 minutes across county sites. In food news, there's a lot of cooking going on in Haiti thanks to a relief organization bringing food to the earthquake-wracked country. Teams of local chefs and volunteers are shredding locally grown green onions for marinade, chopping cabbage and green peppers, and grabbing cans of tomato paste. 100 pounds of simmering chicken legs is enough to feed a couple of hundred earthquake victims. World Central Kitchen has made a name for itself setting up makeshift kitchens in disaster zones. And once again, it's feeding thousands of Haitians across the quake-ravaged terrain. Founded by Spanish-born celebrity chef and restaurateur José Andrés, the not-for-profit is distributing sandwiches and daily hot meals while trying to support local organizations and the Haitian economy. In real estate news, the 74-room Como Metropolitan Miami Beach has been sold for $70 million to a Brazilian investor. The Brazilian real estate investment company JHSF bought the former Tremor Hotel at 24th Street and Collins Avenue. It paid nearly $1 million per room. That's according to One Sotheby's International Realty, which represented both the seller and buyer. For its first hotel acquisition in Miami, the company plans to renovate the building and convert it into a Fasano-branded hotel. It is the company's second hotel project in the country, and follows the opening last year of the condo hotel Fasano Fifth Avenue in New York City. In traffic news, navigating downtown Miami may soon get even trickier. Beginning Wednesday, the North Bayshore Drive ramp to the MacArthur Causeway will close as work on the $800 million redesign of I-395 continues. Instead, there will be a signalized left turn lane on southbound Biscayne Boulevard to allow drivers to access the MacArthur Causeway entrance ramp. And drivers should get used to this. The construction work on signature bridge foundations and the new Bayshore ramp is expected to continue through 2024. The North Bayshore project is part of the reconstruction of I-395 and the double decking of the 836 approach from the Miami Marlins Stadium and Jackson Memorial Hospital complex. The Florida Department of Transportation says the revamp is needed to ease bottlenecks in downtown Miami and Overtown. And finally, in the Everglades, South Florida sugar farmers are suing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The suit is over water levels in a massive reservoir considered key to Everglades restoration and reducing coastal algae blooms. Florida Crystals, the Sugar Cane Growers Cooperative of Florida, and U.S. Sugar filed separate complaints alleging the Army Corps is planning on operating the reservoir with plans to reduce their water supply. The three companies want the reservoir to be kept at higher levels than what the Corps is planning. The Everglades Agricultural Area Reservoir is one of the most important Everglades restoration projects. It's expected to improve water quality flowing south through Shark Valley in Everglades National Park, taking much-needed fresh water all the way south to Florida Bay. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com and stay healthy.